This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Past parsha. It's a big parsha. It's a parsha. Parsha's Kairach. Machlekes. It's a parsha. And it's a parsha that we're all exposed to and we all have to deal with on a constant basis. Takes many forms and many different situations. But this parsha is Negei Halacha L'Maisa. So it's important to take the parsha of Kairach and learn it. Learn it properly. The lav of Machlekes is not the lav, don't make Machlekes. It's Leisia Ki Kairach Uka Adasai. So it requires to learn up Kairach Adasai. Normally when you have a lav, so the lav is short, concrete. This is the lav, you're right, and the Rishonim and the Achronim, they can handle what exactly is the Hagadara of the lav, and what exactly is the, you know, the different nafkaminas, lalacha, yeah. But here the Torah wants us to not even define the lav, but to look at the parash of Kairach. Kairach, the santna lav, it's an interesting lav. Should have said in the Torah, l'isasa machlekes, don't make machlekes. What's the pshat l'chayre kemen zogin? And I think it's true, which is a good hagdama aschala to the shir. No one ever thinks he does make machlekes. If the Torah would say, don't make machlekes, yet the mensch vol kezak is not negate to him. He's making machlekes. Er macht mach, ich mach, was macht verkehrt? First of all, it's the other guy that's doing it. And besides that, it's the other guy, it's the right cause. V'chahena rabbis. So the Torah doesn't want to say, don't make machlekes. The Torah says, learn the parsha of Kairach. Leisia ke Kairach uke adosim. Rashi brings down parsha zu yofa nidreshes. Bemedrash tanchume. Famous, the Kasha, the Taz already asks it in his Pirush on Chumash. What's Yofa Nidreshes? Yeah, the Pasha's Yofa Nidreshes. What do you mean? Beautiful. Torah is beautiful. Every Pasha is Midrashim and Chazalin. And more than that, are we able to pick and choose and say this Pasha is nice and this Pasha is Shvachad? You can't choose and pick and say this is more geschmack or shenavi stickle or a different part of the Torah. So there's a lot of terutzim to the Taz's kasha. I saw a Beis Yisrael, says a beautiful word, a glatte word. Yofa nidreshes. It's recommendation. He's recommending to you. Good to look at the Midrashim. In this parsha, there's a lot of beautiful chazalin which fill in the explanation to the machlekes here. And it's kedai to look at it. You know, in English I would have called it, it's a good read. You ever tell a guy, take this book, it's a good read. You're recommending to him, Chayre does make the Beis Yisrael. Of course, he's not going to use the marshal of a good read, but this is what he means. Yafo nidreshes. It's g'day to look at the midrash. Because we have to learn from Kairach, and we have to learn from Adasai, and we have to learn the dynamics of the machlekes Kairach v'Adasai against Moshe Rabbeinu. Let me point out to you a chazal, which is perplexing. When he hears the machlekes that's forthcoming, it's oncoming, a storm, Meisha falls to his face. Steht in the Gemara, Sanhedrin daf kuf yud. Melameid shekol echad v'echad kina l'Meisha l'ishtei. Meisha found out something very disturbing, and that is that every husband told his wife, don't be besesa, don't make yourself a saita with Meisha Rabbeinu. Gotta watch out from him. Stay away from him. You hear? Melameid, and the lashon of the Chazal is shekol echad v'echad. Every person said this. I have a kasha, Rabbeinu. How is even... Where is Moshe Rabbeinu? You want to tell me where Moshe... Where did Moshe Rabbeinu stay already? Moshe Rabbeinu went around the Machnas. Moshe Rabbeinu was in his house, and he was in Oil Mayan, and that was it. And how did God, all the women in Klal Yisrael have contact with him even? The whole thing doesn't even... It's not even possible. Forget about Tzavil Dezach. It's a David the Efsha. It's not possible, the whole thing. It never happened. Couldn't have happened. You ever see a guy tells another guy, I want to tell you, Maisish Lehoya. Maisish Leshayach Leyes. Would you listen to such a thing? I don't know. Let me tell you a story that could have never happened. Could never, can't be, but you want to hear it? Yeah, Avada. Avada. Lameheren. Adarab. Lameheren. I see the Eilim wants a vitz. Chachgeben a vitz. All right, you want a joke. My job is to be to. I had an uncle that used to say a gevalde gevat. He said that there was a certain guy, he won the $1 million lottery. It's not true. But it's a sach geld. Sach geld. It's not a true story, but it's a lot of money. Who would listen to this? Who would even talk about something? So I saw a mefarshim that say it was a guzma. I'll tell you the honest. There's a very famous chazanish in Maisa Ish. The chazanish used to learn with somebody. And that person, when he came to learn with the chazanish, gewiss agadete gemara, hat sich ausgedruckt. It's a guzma. It's a guzma. Now the truth is the gemara in Talmud, chazal speak, gedibru chacham belosh navayit. But the Gemara enumerates the places where it's an issue. Gemara in Talmud, Masechtas Talmud, where it's possible, Dibru Chacham Belosh Navoi. And this was not one of them. So there's no guzman. Huh? And the guy, Tchais Gedrukt, he spread the words, that's a guzman. That Friday, like every Friday before that, he brought the Chazanish wine that he used to make in his own house. It was a Psashein Azach, you made your own wine and you would. And he would bring it to the Chazanish for Kiddush. The Chazanish didn't accept it. Why? What happened? He said, when we were learning, came to this Gemara, you said it was a Guzma. Someone who speaks like this about Chazal is Rabbi Keres, the Kaifa, and your Yayin is Yayin Nesach. So he refused to accept it. So the Chayra, I have a very hard time. The aim of Beira to fatayich this chazal. What do you do this chabad? It's a guzme. It's an exaggeration. Now, the truth is, it's not so bad because we're not saying chazal exaggerated. The people exaggerated. Chazal are repeating over that the people did all this. That the people. Chazal are exaggerating, meaning not they are exaggerating, the people exaggerated. Right? They spoke guzme. So, what's taka pshat? It's the chamadna. So I'll tell you what I think Abesa is emes lamitay. When it comes to machlokes, exaggeration takes the floor. This is the way it is. Exaggeration. And the more wild it is, and the more accusing, and the more that it is demeaning, the Olam listens to that. That's what they listen. It's not about rational. Machlokes is never ever about the rational. I want to tell you something interesting. When you look at this chazal, was mit geret weg in Moshe Rabbeinu, shekolecha ve'echa kina l'Moshe, but that wasn't the issue that they were fighting over. What were they fighting over? They were fighting over who took the the kahuna, and who became the manig. How did this come into the picture? Was ha-sheich is ha-das mit the machleikis? And what's the teretz? There's an expression Yiddish. You see, after my shiurim, you're going to walk out learning a lot of Yiddish. In Yiddish, there's an expression, mezuchzach stamais, from unter the tish. You don't know what it means? Okay. Mezuchzachais means we search for things from under the table to throw at the other guy. Is it true? Is that a nafgemina? Throw it. Varf. Mezuchzach, you search for things. Here too, this was talking out about the issue. And when machlaikis is real, then it's always about the issue. When machlaikis is about bad midas, you'll notice that it's never about the issue itself. It's always about past things and future things and things was you bring it up and it becomes part of the machlaikis, even though it has no shaykhis to the nekuda. That's the way you identify machlaikis in which are real. Sometimes the machlaikis is necessary. He paranami olai. Avraham Avinu, or Barber used to say, Avraham is given the grest of Al Chesed. Yet he tells light, he paranami olai. That's Chesed. That's Midas Taibas. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes there's an hiparit nami olai. But what is the issue? The issue was gzeila. That was it. It wasn't more than that, it wasn't less than that. And I think we could say that that's tzachus, pshat in the Rashi. Parshazu yofa nidreshes. What does nidreshes mean? Nidarshin. Darshin, like Risha v'chakiri, you start bringing up, searching for things. Parshazu yofa nidreshes. When you look at it, was is given the needin? Meisha took this and he yofa nidreshes. Means that if you look what was really and what was thrown, you see that that's where machlaikis parts from truth to fiction to machlaikis. Moshe Rabbeinu was nafal al panav. Shaila is why. Farshim ask, why is it that Moshe always fatedix klal Yisrael? He protects them, he daments for them. And here Moshe Rabbeinu vayipol al panav. So you look at the Rishonim, Sirach and Revi, maybe it's the fourth time already that they did. It's already Vifel Kemen, go, how much can you go to bat, so to speak, to protect? But I think there's a tifra there here also. When the issue is real, then you have what to talk about. Then you could deal with the issue. But when it's about things which are sheker, there's not much you could do. Vayipol Moshe al panav. This you can't deal with. This is not about what they're coming with. A mensch kumt, hisavu taivo, they want something. All right. So you could deal with it. When something is hashchasa, which means it takes on the emblem of Yiras Shemayim. You know, what did Kairach want? Let's lomer edin. Kairach started off with a taina that he wanted something kaddish. People don't realize, was had Kairach gewollt? And people think Kairach was tamarasha. We know, tzadik hatoma yifrach. Kairach is tzadik hatoma yifrach. It's the Isis. Kairach, tzadik hatoma yifrach. Seifi Isis, Kairach. Lasid lovoi. Kairach will blossom. Why is Kairach blossoming Lasid lovoi? It's not good to argue, no? What's pshat? Tzadik hatoma yifrach. Lasid lovoi. Kairach. Why Lasid lovoi? What does it mean? Many chassidish rebbes were einiklach of Kairach. You know that. Kairach was a Levi, and the Levim felt, a lot of Rebbes were Levim, they felt that they were grandchildren of Kairach. Benes. I used to say The Heilige Zayde Kairach. Heilige Zayde Kairach, huh?
Was also
the point was it's possibly come from Kairach. The point is they were saying, now the truth is whether or not they knew they came from Kairach Vesach Nisht, I don't know. Now you ask you a good shayla, you know. Yitzchak Moshe used to say over that he grada was a gilgal of the neshama of someone that was there by the mice of Kairach. Yitzchak Moshe. First of all, let me tell you a little history about the Yitzchak Moshe. Yitzchak Moshe later became a Hasidish Rebbe. Originally, he was a Litvish Darshan. He went from city to city, like Darshan. Yes, Yitzchak Moshe became he's the grandfather of the Satmar Rebbe. But he started off as a Pasha to Darshan, as a Litvish Darish. No, he came Mushpah from Chassidus. So he comes and says, Azazach, yeah, that he was a Gilgal, the Neshama, of one of the people that was there at the Machlaikas of Kairach. So someone asked him, whose side were you on? So there's two Neshayas, and both of them could be found in the Divrei Yoel, who brought it in two different places a little differently. In one place, the Yitzchak Moshe, it's brought that the Yitzchak Moshe answered that if you would have been there, you know, let's do the first Nusach first. The first Nusach, the answer was, I stood on the side, I wasn't decided. Didn't know. People think Kairach was such an obvious evil that he came against Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't so obvious, Rabbeinu said. He took a lot of people with him, Gedolei Yisrael, great people with him. It wasn't clear. Don't think Machlokes means that you have a clarity in what it is. He said that if he was there and he was on the sidelines, he wasn't decided. In another Nusach, he said, let me tell you, if you were there, you'd zechem be on Kairach's side. If you were there, you would have been on Kairach's side. Yeah. You know, there's an interesting medrash. The medrash says, Mara Kairach lach lekal Moshe. What was it that moved Kairach to fight against Moshe? So you would say, what do you mean? It says in the Pasuk what it was. It says that he wanted the leadership. He wanted the shtelas, right? They're fighting over shtelas. The medrash is not like that. The medrash plia, he saw the parash of Parah Adumah. What does Parah Adumah have to do? How did Parah Adumah come into the parash of Kairach? When the Teretz is, it's kind of interesting, the Taka Chukas, which is Parah Adumah, is Taka the next parash. It's not much interesting, huh? The connection. So what did he see? Huh. The Teretz is Gog Yishmak. So there's a pilpul that the Velt says, a beautiful pilpul. Moshe Rabbeinu fateidet klal Yisrael. What does that mean? He protected and he spoke that klal Yisrael is innocent in the mice of the eagle. Why? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha was said only to me. It's a medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Rabbeinu Shleim, you didn't tell klal Yisrael. It says Elokecha, it doesn't say Elokechem. I heard Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Good, I gave it over to them. But Rabbeinu Shleim, it says Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. But Vibal Kairach sees that there's a parasha of Parah Adumah. What was Parah Adumah? Parah Adumah means they needed a kapara on the Chet HaEgel. Oh, so they were chayta by the egg, which means the rebbeishim wasn't the kabbal, the taina of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that it was said dafka to Moshe. Oh, ki chala eda kulam kedoshim. Well, we all heard Anoichi Hashem. That's what Chazal say. Kulanu shamanu. We all heard, and that's why we need a kapara. So a meila. That's the pshat. Ra, he saw that the Anoichi was not said to Moshe, it was said to Gans Klal Yisrael. No, you have that pilpul, you mask him to the pilpul. All right, it's a famous pilpul. Bev Shekem Zogin, a emes a taich. You know, Kairach wanted big things. It started off with a tremendous tshuka to do avodas Hashem. But the problem is, you don't do Yenim's avodas Hashem. You don't take vas the Rebbeinu Shem with Gebet and Yenim. Rebbeinu Shem gave you Levius. Rav Lochem b'nei Levi. What is Rav Lochem? In your avoid itself, you could be great. You had a mensch in the what the Rebbeinu Shloilam set out for him, his pith. Why do you need to look at what's not yours? What did he see? Paraduma. Ya chalokim in Torah that only Moshe got. Lechani megala. To you I'm megala. Oh, wait a minute. That means Moshe got more than anybody else. And I can't reach that. Now I have a problem. There was a kinna which began from a kinna ruchni. It started with kinna ruchni. Basically, the whole shtickle that I'm trying to bring out, I want you to understand, kinna. And soon we're going to get to kinna. And soon we're going to apply it lemaisa, because you had the mensch getrachten. Was kairach, was willst du von Gott? I have shaykhs to Kairach. Kairach, Godl, I have no connection to Kairach. We're going to learn a little bit. Every person, every day of his life, and in every situation, could be like Kairach. What, I'm fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm fighting with the Godl Adar. I'm not fighting with the Godl Adar. I fight with my neighbor. That's like, you know, Rav Esai, I'll throw you the kasha. Tell me, nu yidalach, nu. For I see a kikayach kadasi. Nish my shachin is Moshe. Nish ich bin kairach. Was willst du von mir? What I see a kikayach kadasi? Talking about velts machlekes, making shittes and deis. And the teretz is that's on the surface. Mitzvah is to learn the parsha, to get to the kernel, to the core of what was fueling this machlekes. What was fueling this machlekes? Because it applies to everybody. And the teretz is, Rabbi Yisai, you look at Kairach and you see that he had tremendous ritzoinus, that he wanted big things. And he was convinced, Tzadik HaTomei Yifrach, Tzidkis, and Avodas Hashem, and he was mekana, the like I said, the pasha paraduma. But what was the underlying nekuda? What was the underlying nekuda? So Abesai, I see I have very few minutes left, so let's be mezak, get to the teretz. Here Abesai, the teretz. There's an interesting Ramban. The Ramban says, their money was off limits, was muhram. Kairach's money was not to be touched. Muhram. Why? Why was it din cherem on the money of Kairach? So I always say a vat, asida gelt, machlekes continues. Geld fuels every machlekes. I don't know if you know that. The minute the money dries up, the machlekes dries up with it. Fadas is not geld for machlekes. And the Mela, the Torah was telling us, follow the trail of money, and you'll get where the machlekes. All right. It's rather brought down, the Medrash, that Kairach was a tremendous Oysher, and that was part of the Kinna and part of the Sugya. Okay. But I think there's a Tifer at the Harab, I say. Lama upland and lama taka, taking from them a meir de kis side. Kairach, he lost his children. Bon of Mesa. Chazal already point out, Rashi brings it. Why a bonim, which are taft, the children, why do they die in the Mesa Kairach? Meir de gara, children, shlegil, la'inish, what happened? So he says, that's machlekes. Machlekes kills even the children. Why? Rashi doesn't say. So Pashit, you learn, machlekes is so evil, it's, okay, Bavas, he's not a Bar-Einish. No, dogs have made it together. Why should it be that way? So many mefarshim have different terutzim. I always thought of a simple teretz. Machlokes for some reason runs in families. I don't know why. It's like it's a pelvic thing. A mensch tut an aveira, his kids look at him. Okay, was hat das mit mir? It's my father's life, you know, my mother's life, my grandmother. Was hat das mit dir? For some reason, when it comes to machlokes, the lines, the boundaries. You're on that side, I'm on this side. Your side, my side. And you got to be on my side, and the children, and the wife, and everyone's got to get involved in it. So, machleikasin, vimezatzin, mishpacha. Unfortunately, machleikas is not between individuals, it's between mishpachas. And so I always thought that maybe that's the taich bana of the children die. But I want to tell you of a meidik kliyaka. The kliyaka says, why do the children die? Because the Gemara brings down two mandam. One is ba'avoin mezuzah. If someone is careless in mezuzah, his children die. And the other mandam says ba'avoin tzitzis. Because of tzitzis, the children die. And he says, if you look at Kaira, Chazal tell us they went against both things. Pesach aleihem, they made chayzik of mezuzah. And tzitzis, we all know, talis shekula tcheles, bayis shekula svarim, they made chayzik of, no? Mezuzah and tzitzis. And since it's bun of mason, that's why they died. Hazei zak the kliyaka. But then he has a hard time explaining, I don't understand the words even, so I had a hard time understanding kliyaka. What's the connection? Why is it that way? Why are bun of mason because of mezuzah? So he says that the mitzvahs are the toilad of the Eibishter, and the persons tell this, so therefore since you made chayzik of the mitzvah, I'm not sure I understand it properly. He says that tzitzis is the onof, yeah, but I don't know how he explains mezuzah, I'm not sure. Ayin Sham needs a share for itself. But Rabbi say, lam izag in pshat, okay? And this is a lesson for life. Rabbi Yisrael, hell good. Every machloikis is rooted in one bad midah. Kinnah. Get down, unwrap all the layers of all the tightness and all your mekana. That's where it comes from. Yena hot. Yena, I'm mekanit. And I fight to get. The Rabbi Nishlam gives and Yenna wants, so he'll fight for it. Farshim say, Vayikach Kairach. Kairach took. Didn't want to wait for the Eibishter to give. The underlying chisarin that brings about kina, we know the Sipurna says, is a lack of emunah, a lack of belief that the Eibishter runs the world. Because if you believe that the Eibishter runs the world, no, Yidalach, if the Eibishter runs the world, what are you mekanev? What are you mekanev? The Eibishter gave it to him and not to you. As Isaac Sipurna. The psychology behind the midah of kina is so important to understand. It's a life changer. If you chop where the root of all kina, and so many people suffer from kina, it's a silent killer. It kills every person. The greatest and biggest people. What is the kinnah? It's a chisaron of emunah. The Eibishter gave it to him. And this is Vayikach Kairach. He's mekaneh. He's jealous. He wants from Moshe Rabbeinu. What is mezuzah? What is tzitzis? Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos says, a mezuzah is to tell a person that your house, your nechasim, your mammon, it's the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's the point of mezuzah. We put up a mezuzah at our door as a lesson, as a reminder. Mein shtub, the Rebbeinu Shleilam at das mir gegeben. My talis, my clothing, the Rebbeinu Shleilam at das mir gegeben. I take the Eibishter with me. The mantiska, you remember the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Chelus is daimel shemaim. It's a reminder. It's alts from the Rabbeinu Shloil. So this is in the root of Kairach's not accepting that the Eibishter gave it to Moshe, not to him. Now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says there are three things which is B'yad Yishal Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that the Rabbeinu Shloim doesn't give it over B'yad Shliach. Nu, Gemara in Tainis, Rabbeisai, Nu, Bani, Chayim Azayni, right? The children, the Panose, and life. Kairach, Bani, Chayim Azayni, lost all three. That's the point. The point was that Kairach, the Rabbeinu Shloim Tam Gegebin, gave you. He gave. You're jealous of what he gave Moshe Rabbeinu. What did Rabbeinu Shem give you? So underline when he was chaylik on the mitzvah of mezuzah, when he was chaylik on the mitzvah of tzitzis, deep down, he wasn't focusing on the Rabbeinu Shem Tamiyag again. Harbei, Moshe Rabbeinu was screaming to him, look how much Rabbeinu Shem gave you. Chalevi, look what you got. Why do you look at what you don't have? Look at what you do have. You keep on talking, Abayisai. We could speak week after week that the shayrish of all problems is the focus on all the good that one has or that one obtains. Midas Royis and problems begin when we stop understanding all this. I'm going to end with the following medrash. It's a Zayir. What was Kairach chaylik on? Okay, I'm going to tell you an interesting thing. I see the Olam needs to be woken up. Right? It's my job. It's my, you know, the people who listen on the out there in the whole whatever the world out there, they're listening to this. They don't realize that I have here people who tired of that my job is to make them jump up and say, ah, okay. You know, there's an expression in Yiddish, Reich wie Kairach. They talk about Kairach and they say, this guy is as rich as Kairach. Tell me, what's the expression, Reich wie Kairach? Wann kommt das? What are they trying to say? Now, Kairach was very rich. I told this to you. He was extremely rich. So the Welt has a Wort that Kairach was the first person to figure out how to take his money with him. Sie sagt die Welt der Welt. No? Ja? Kairach was the first person nehmen sein Geld mit. Reich wie Kairach. Okay. The real reason why it's Reich wie Kairach, aber ich sage, it's a Musa. A person can have all the money in the world and yet have nothing. That's Reich wie Kairach. Reich, the expression, Reich wie Kairach. Was hast du von dem? Look what it led you to. A person can have so much, and it brings him into kinna. Just takes away the focus on. It makes a person want more. It's very important, and I want to tell you this Zayir, and this will end. The Zayir says that Kairach was chaylik on Shabbos. It's interesting. We know mezuzah, we know tzitzis, we know la. But here we have a mezuzah that says that he was chaylik on Shabbos. What does Shabbos have to do with Kairach? So in the Chassidish Torah, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is b'china Shabbos. Tamid HaChacham b'china Shabbos. Now if you want to know why, it's probably not for now. I can give you a whole Chassidish Maimah Favos. Tamid HaChacham b'china Shabbos. Another pshat we could say why he was chaylik on Shabbos. Shabbos is manachtus. Yeah? It's his time of achtus. Ato echod, v'shimcha echod, v'mi kamcha Yisrael goy echod. But Rabbi say, let's go one step weiter. Yeah? And this is really emes. Shabbos is his manachtus because it starts with ato echod. Emuna in the Rebbeinu Shloim. Emuna. Shabbos is about Emuna. During the week, I do. Sheishes Yomim, Tasim Alachtecha. Shabbos The Eibishter is teaching the person. It's not you do, it's I give. I give, I give, I give, I give. I give. Shabbos, you're not doing malacha. Mon fell on Shabbos. What's the taich of mon fell on Shabbos? Right? Double portion of mon, and we make the zeicha for the mon on Shabbos. Rebbeinu saying, as du machst nicht, ich geb dir. I'm going to give you. Shabbos, and that's ato er, memela shimcha echad, umikamcha Yisrael, the achdus comes when you start realizing, asif from the Rebbeinu Shleim. It's all from the Rebbeinu Shleim. I'm going to end here. I think we said enough Torah, but I think it's a very important insight in life. Rabbi say, listen carefully. We convince ourselves that the fighting that we fight and the issues that we take on, it's just and it's right. And we think to ourselves that if we fight the fight, we'll gain something. We'll get somewhere. You don't go and it doesn't, you don't gain anything. As the Eibishter will, as the Rebbeinu Shleim will, v'eta zayin. How many times I listen to people in business that they have all these type of shaylas, how they can get ahead of business, and if they do this, and if I don't know, but I never saw it work. I've never in my life ever saw anyone, and even if it works for a short time. Hashem lo yiv nebayis, shav amlu einav bay. It doesn't work. It does not work. It works maybe short term. The Rebbeinu Shleim git vayikach. You can't take anything on your own. You cannot. It's not going to work. He fought, yet he had so much, yet he lost everything. Never has one risen to so much and yet lost. He lost so much as a pella. It's a dovish a pella. Huh?
The more you have, the more you lose.
I'm just saying it's a pella how a person could have. But this is in every machlokes. Think twice, Rabbi Yisai. Think twice. Why? And what am I gaining from it? You think the COVID, you think you're probably the Abish, if he wants you to have it, you'll have it anyway. You can't fight to get what you need. It doesn't work that way. Well, you see it, take the lessons, Rabbi Yisai. Take the lessons. Madam is tabin taka bracha. Bunny, Chaya, and Zach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.